Okay, so we are so we stopped here last week. Those who have the text, page 86. So about no self, about how if a bodhisattva were to be were to still grasp on to the notion of a self. What's your name again?
Florence.
Yeah, so this is the Diamond Sutra class. Welcome to join us. The text on the screen is mostly Chinese, but then I'll be explaining in English. Okay, so we are at this section here. So my teacher was explaining how from the verse, 若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相即非菩萨. So this sentence here. So the implication is, if someone has taken up the path, the practice, but such a person still has the notion of a self, still is still attached to the view of a self, and then perceive the self in the various time periods, then such a person, rightly speaking, hasn't reached the point to qualify to be known as a bodhisattva. So high standard, not trivial. So over here, my teacher quotes the Satipatthana Sutta, 说修四念处，观身不净，观受是苦，观性无常，观法无我. So the four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana, in the present day, we tend to think of Satipatthana as the Theravadan practices. We tend to think of Vipassana as a Theravada practice, but in the Diamond Sutra, there's the teaching on these four practices, these four foundations also. In the Maha Prajna Paramita Sutra as well. In fact, in all the different lineages of the Buddhas, of the Buddhist traditions, we find these four foundations. So what is this? So 观身不净，观受是苦，是助道，帮助我们得圣道. So the first two is deemed as supportive of the path. So the first two contemplation are contemplation that helps us in our practice. So as compared to the next two, 观心无常，观法无我，是正式入于圣道的法门. Is the mainstay direct entrance into the practice of the path. So the first two, 观身不净，观受是苦. So those can be seen as supportive or preliminary practices. If you consider the first one, 观身不净, to see foulness in the body, that itself helps us to remove the gross defilements. But it doesn't directly lead to enlightenment. 观受是苦, is that much closer already. But it haven't directly penetrated into impermanence. Haven't directly penetrated into impermanence. Although the third category of suffering, 苦苦、辛苦、坏苦、辛苦 requires wisdom to penetrate. But these are two broad categorization. So, 因为这个身体是秽的，错秽的. So, because this body is foul, is filthy, 但我们认为是清净的, but we look at it as being pure, as being pristine. 在这认为是清净上起种种贪爱心, and so Because we perceive it as pristine, as pure, yeah, wonderful. So because of that, on this that we perceive as pristine and pure, arise what? Arise all types of what? 种种的贪爱心, yeah. Arise all kinds of greed, desire, yeah, craving. Yeah, it's because we don't see, if you don't see clearly that this body, not any one particular body, but all our body, not just woman's body, man's body also. Sometimes people, when they read the suttas, then they have a wrong perception. Oh, Buddha keep on pointing out woman's body. Oh, so woman's body is dirty. Oh, man's body not dirty. You want to try? Yeah. You mean men don't have to bathe? Also, man's body is dirty also. If you cut our body, you mean our body come out milk, come out fruit juice. Your body come out filthy blood, then our body come out fruit juice. No, what? All our body, the moment you cut 5 mm downwards, it's all disgusting thing coming out. Yeah, but you don't have to go and cut, please. Don't go back and then, oh, Sifu, I must verify. Sifu always say, must verify of ourselves. No need. This is medical knowledge. We don't have to do that. Yeah. The fact is, many of the suttas were given in the context of the monks. So towards the monks, the Buddha highlighted the impurity of the female body. But towards the nuns, then the Buddha highlighted the impurity of the male body. Yeah. In other words, all bodies are impure. But because we don't see it, so arising instead, yeah, the perception of purity and pristine, yeah, state. Then, and from there, give rise to greed, desire and craving. Yeah. So, 贪爱心重, 修无我观就困难. So earlier I mentioned so many times. It is like clearing the forest. Yeah. At different stages you must use different tools. If the gross defilements are very active, yeah, heavy, powerful, in other words, here 重 means it has force, then you try to cultivate no self, difficult, very difficult. Yeah. Why? Because your gross defilement is obstructing you. So you must remove the gross defilement first. Yeah. So 贪爱心重, yeah, the gross defilements of greed, of craving, if that is still very strong, you want to go and cultivate the very profound wisdom of no self, difficult. You have obstacles. 修无我观就有困难, difficult. 会有障碍的, have obstacles. Yeah. Just now we just covered obstacles. Yeah. 所以佛告诉我们, 修不净观, yeah, 修不净观, 对治愈, 欲心, 微薄了, yeah, 就没有障碍, 修行的力量. Yeah, so, 没有障碍修行的力量. So, as a result, the Buddha gave us the teaching. Yeah, teach us to do what? 修不净观, to contemplate on the impurity of the body. Yeah, to do this contemplation. In this way, what happened? 来对治欲, to counter desire. Yeah, counter desire. 欲心微薄了, yeah, when the desiring mind has become subtler, becomes weaker, then what happened? 没有障碍修行的力量. Then it doesn't have the ability, the power to obstruct our cultivation. Yeah, doesn't have that. 这时候修无我观容易成功成就. Yeah, at this point, when your desire has weakened and you try to contemplate, to cultivate no self, easier to accomplish. 所以是助道. And as a result, that's why this contemplation on the foulness of the body is a supportive path. Yeah. Yeah, or is supportive of the path. 正是修学圣道是修无我观. So the actual cultivation of the enlightened path is the cultivation of or the contemplation of no self. Any question? So over here, I want to highlight. Not all of us have desire that is so strong. But we may... And so we may wonder, yeah, but I don't have so much desire in this case. But how come I still cannot practice? So earlier during SGC, I mentioned on the different kind of obstacles. Sometimes we may have other kind of obstacles. Maybe our desire is not so strong, but our attachment is strong. Yeah. Our attachment. What is attachment? Attachment is actually about the self also. Attachment. We want something to be a certain way. Yeah, we insist, should be this way. When we say attachment, is basically this. Yeah. Attachment ultimately is always back to us. Yeah. Back to the way we perceive things, the way we want things to be, and so on. Some months ago, one student came to see me. This student, very quite funny. This student, she told her boyfriend, she suggested to her boyfriend, why don't we do a trial breakup for 1 month. So trial, in the end the boyfriend really decided, I think might as well. Then after 1 month she feel like coming back together, but the boyfriend at that point in time don't want. So she come and see me. She said, "Wow, very sad." You know what I told her, Zhou Ping? I told her, "Do you know why you are sad? The reason why you are sad is not because of your love for him. It's because of your love for yourself." It doesn't sound good to say such a thing. Yeah. But if you really sit down and really examine very carefully, every time we are sad over relationship, it's because of ourself. I told her, now you want him, he don't want you. So you are not getting what you want, that's why you are sad. Imagine if now he wants you but you don't want him. You will also be sad. Or rather you will be frustrated, not sad. If you don't want him and he also don't want you, will you be sad? If him not wanting you itself is meant to cause suffering, then no matter how you change, you should suffer. Very clear, isn't it? Yeah? So the fact that you are suffering is not really because he don't want you. It's that his choice is not according to your choice. So we are sad because we are not getting our choice. It's as simple as that, you know. Yeah. Of course, if I ask any of you, who would not be at least mildly unhappy if you don't get your choice? All of us, yeah. If I want cha bi hun, don't get cha bi hun. Of course, sifu cultivator, no problem. Yeah. But sometimes maybe, like people say, get me cha bi hun, then come out something else, then egg. Maybe for a split second. Yeah. But you see, what is important is not whether sifu for a split second get upset or not. That's not important to you. You know why? Because if for a split second, I cannot accept it, who suffer? Sifu suffer for a split second, not you. And if sifu, after a split second, accept it, then sifu don't suffer anymore. Doesn't mean that you don't suffer. If you suffer over whatever you cannot get over, you still suffer. So that's why it's not important whether sifu split second, or 3 seconds, or 5 minutes, or whatever. Yes.
So hence, it's kind of ironic, right? Like, even though after we have clarified and we acknowledge that that's the reason to why hence we shouldn't be so attached, how come in the layman world a lot of us like still need upping number of times to okay, I really hit that thing eventually?
You know why?
Why?
Let me tell you a very simple reason. You want to know? You know, imagine if this is a small car. If a small car is moving at 60 kilometers an hour, and then the person jam brake, it may go on for maybe 4 meters. Yeah. Just because you apply the brakes, does it mean that you will stop immediately? Yeah. It may continue for a while. But 60 kilometers, you can probably stop within 1 or 2 meters. Yeah. And if it's a light vehicle. But if it's traveling at 100 kilometers per hour, over speed limit, you jam brake. What will happen?
You will go for a longer distance.
You will go for a longer distance. Similarly, if this is not a small vehicle, now we get a big vehicle. I don't know what this is. Let's say this lorry. 5-ton lorry. Is 5-ton a lot? 3-tonner? 3-tonner lah, 3-tonner. Okay, 3-tonner. Okay, so a 3-ton lorry traveling at the same speed, 60 kilometers. When it jam brake, will it stop faster than that? You'll go even further. And if it's going 100, you jam brake. Actually, it might just skid and then just rah, 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 rah. Yeah, and that's the thing. In the Buddhist text, it never talk about lorry, but it used this term, dan liu xing. That is not the that's not the paper. Then Liu Xing. Ping Dan Liu Zhuan. Yeah. So, Dan Liu Xing is basically, in layman term, a simple word to describe it is momentum. Yeah. So, ting dan. Yeah. So, from moment to moment, it has a tendency to continue. Yeah. And liu, so it won't just be 1 to 2 moments. It will just perpetuate itself, continue. Our mind has this tendency. When unwholesomeness arises, it has a tendency to... Wholesomeness arises, it has a tendency to go. Attachment arises already, you see, just stop. No, you continue for a while. Unless your breakthrough is so penetrative. But for most people, it will take a while. And that's why for most people, even when you see the truth, you see the path, sotapanna, it may still take a while. But at most, take you 7 lifetimes to really see sim. Some people slower. So, see already, then forget. See already, 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 forget. 7 lifetimes. At most. But for most of us, we never even see that. That's why it's after 7 lives still like that. So, no surprise if conceptually we can understand, but after that still, you know, for maybe 3 days we are not attached. After 3 days it's still attached. Yeah. Why? Because we haven't truly see the first 2 things about the thing that we are attached to. You see, you didn't attend the earlier class. In the earlier class I mentioned about how we need to reflect on the gratification and the faults and danger. of that which we are attached to. Those who attend the ITBW class on Tuesday, we go through this many times already. Yeah, those who are on the Tuesday class. First of all, whatever you are attached to, you must go and examine it carefully. What is the gratification that you are getting from it? What is the maximum gratification you can get? And then to reflect on how, from this gratification, there's faults and danger. As much as it gratifies you, it is not within your control. Even that thing itself, that person himself or herself, is not in control him or herself, by himself or herself. And so, whatever that gave you gratification is subject to condition, subject to change. It's not a matter of if it will change, it's a matter of when. And the moment it changed, can it still gratify you? Cannot. And that is the fault of that which you are attached to. It is not able to, even if that person want to, is not able to guarantee or promise you that it cannot change, will not change. No, it will change. It's a matter of when, depending on condition. And so, the danger in this is, with the earlier gratification, if you don't see it clearly, that this is subject to that change, you gratify and you delight in it, and then you get then what happened? The moment you change, then you suffer. Yeah. So until you see this part clearly. Otherwise, the earlier part which we discussed, yeah, insufficient to really pull your attachment up. Or rather, insufficient for attachment not to arise again. Those of you who want to free yourself from this attachment or that attachment, yeah, if you really follow through with this, I don't say that immediately you are successful, yeah, but if you really keep on reflecting in this direction, it's a matter of time. But don't blame me. One day you wake up, then you are really not attached anymore. Don't cry coming, "Hey, Sifu, I accidentally become unattached, like how? Now I'm without suffering, like how? Like that, oh, no." Yeah. Don't blame me, okay? Yeah. And remember, it is not to be done only in Dharma class, day in, day out. Especially when you encounter the object of your attachment. Before you encounter, when you encounter, after you encounter, you know, the trouble with us is oftentimes not the encountering, it's our thinking. Because when you encounter, it's very clear. When you encounter, it's just like that. But it's your thinking, you know, that add on a lot of, wow, 加言加醋, you know. Wow. Make it until it's so glorified. At first, it's just a man, just a woman, you know. But when you meet, it's just man and woman, you know. But after the person is gone, and you are in a bus, in a train, in a cab, wow, become a heavenly being, you know. Floating in the sky, with cloud. Wow, got stars coming out. Yeah. Yeah. When you see the person, the lighting is very jialat ma. But in our mind, got special lighting. Yeah. No shadow, everything nice, perfect. Yeah, no pimple. You notice in your mind when you think of someone, never see the pimple. You go and try. If you try to go and see someone in your mind but with pimple, you never remember someone with any pimple, even though the person in person have pimple, you know. In our mind, because we cannot see the detail, we're not so trained to see all the detail. If you can really train yourself to see the detail, then you should see that on the face there's so many holes. Yeah, not just pimple, no, but holes where the pore glands are. Yeah, but we don't see that. We just see a rough image, and when we fantasize, oh, so nice. Yeah, but over the years, I learned from different students. Men and women fantasize about different things. You know. Yeah. Some students share with me their fantasy. Men, you know, like usual fantasy. You know what kind of fantasy? Don't have to tell you, huh? You know, no. Don't know. You're going to ask your boyfriend or husband. But women, you know, some students told me, you know what they fantasize? They fantasize about the men they desire, right? Their fantasy is go to NTUC to buy things. Yeah. Not just one, no. If it's one, maybe the one siao one, no. But not more than a few students told me, that when they think about their, they would think about that. Wow, having that happy time to do things together, go NTUC, go through the aisle, buying things together. Oh, for them, giving them so much pleasure. Oh. Yeah, really? Sorry?
我没有听说过.
Yeah. Maybe the few students all sell on. Yeah. But no matter what is your fantasy, the point is, you see, even NTUC, this type, right? They never fantasize about queuing up. But in real life, you go NTUC, queue up. Correct or not? Yeah? When people fantasize, go to the 公园, go to the beach, they never fantasize weather very hot. They never fantasize bad weather. Right? Our fantasy is always perfect. That's the problem.
Until it really happens.
Then it's a separation from our fantasy. Yeah.
That's why people get married.
Yeah, long. Yeah. That's why when people say, 师父, 为什么出家? 想不开. I tell them, 就是想开了, 所以他就, 偶尔想不通啊, yeah. So, if you have anything that you are attached to, of course, ultimately, is the attachment to the self. Ultimately. But before you work on this, you may want to ask yourself, what is, list down 3 to 5 items that preoccupy your mind? Just write it down. Be it a person, an event, or a thing. Yeah, 人事物. You just write it down. And then you ask yourself, I'm not saying that, anything preoccupying you, you must get rid of it. Or then you must remove your attachment. No. Attachment gives you so much pleasure. Who am I to tell you should give it up? Correct or not? So, Ping, your calculation gives you a lot of pleasure, isn't it? Huh? Are you attached to your numbers? Of course. Say yes. See? Okay, thank you very much. No, that's his passion. That's his vocation, his expertise. Yeah. Each of us have our own. Don't be so quick to jump in and say, oh, wow, attachment is not good. Before you conclude that attachment is not good, you need to know what your attachment is first. Attachment is not... To conclude that attachment is bad should not be something that you learn from the teachings. But it's through the teachings that you come to conclude, to realize, to see for yourself what attachment is doing to you. So when you write down a list of 3 to 5 items, then you ask yourself, what is the impact before you have this in your life versus now when you have this in your life? Don't think about in future when you don't have this. That's the wrong direction. Because you know why? If you think, in future when I don't have, what is the impact? Oh, I will suffer. No, you should not be thinking this way. You should be thinking, before you have it, are you suffering because of it? No. You see, the direction is very important, Before, during, and after. You should be considering before you have that person in your life, before you have that event happen to you, before you have that thing in your life, how was it like compared to now? Now compared to the past, how was it? Then I don't have an answer for you because it's your own answer. don't have to look for model answer. You need to examine yourself. Yeah. In all likelihood, minimally, if it's an attachment, it should form a preoccupation. If it's a preoccupation, minimally, it causes us to lose our freedom. Hey, Sufu, in what way does it cause us to lose our freedom? I have a lot of freedom. I can just spend the whole day thinking about this person, about this thing, or whole day, whole night. That's not freedom. What do we mean by we lose our freedom? 不自在. Now that you are attached, do you have a choice to not think about this thing? Do you have a choice to say, for this 2 days, I will not think about this person? Have or not? If you don't have, that means you are not free. That means you are not 自在. You are not at ease. It's just that we allow ourselves to go along with this desire to think about that thing or that person or whatever. So we don't realize that this is the impact, you know. And this is the first problem, actually. And this is the first problem. So go back and list it out. And only when you truly see that minimally this is the problem it's causing us. Otherwise, whatever attempt to try to remove your attachment will not work. Because to begin with, you don't have a good reason to remove the attachment. And do not be mistaken, thinking that, this is the only problem it gives us. Yeah. Thinking that this is the only problem it gives us. No, this is not the only problem that it's giving us. No, this is not the only problem. Yeah. Beyond preoccupation, beyond causing us to not be free in our thinking, yeah, not just that. Are we free to be happy with or without that person, with or without that event, with or without that thing? The moment we are attached, we are no longer free. Yeah, we are no longer free. But usually we don't think in this way. Usually we are just pursuing it. And we are thinking, yeah, I'm not happy because I don't have it. If I have it, I'll be so happy. Yay! But we don't see that. In the past, before we even know about this person, this thing, this event, we were not more unhappy. Yeah, we were not. But now that we become attached to it, we delight in it, our mind become clouded, we don't see clearly, and we think that our happiness is hinged directly to it. Then we are not free anymore. We are not free to be happy. And worse yet, in terms of our thinking, in terms of our mental state, emotional state, and even our decisions. How many people, when they are clouded by desire and attachment, craving, end up making all kinds of self-harming decisions, not to mention other harming. That when we wake up on a calm day, when we are free of that attachment, when we look back, why did I do that? You know? Sometimes I do this exercise, you know. Sometimes I think to myself, Maybe I'm a bit lousier. Maybe I take 3,000 years to get enlightened. Maybe I take 30 kalpa, 300 kalpa to get enlightened. But by then, when I'm enlightened, one day, I don't know when, but one day when I'm enlightened, when I look back, how will I look at my current attachment? Now, sometimes I do this to myself. I do this thought experiment. And I wonder, well, say paiseh like that. Like imagine one day when you attend enlightenment, then you meet all the bodhisattvas and the Buddha, and because we know that they all have psychic power, they can see the past life. And then scarcely later in future, the other fellow Dhamma brothers, they also attain arahanthood at the same time. Then all of them, well, all the things I didn't quite see, you know. And then I'm like, wow, okay lah, bopian. Whatever is done, is done. Stupid things done already, but okay, better don't be stupid again. I'll try our best. Then we learn to relate to our attachment in a different way. So you notice that in this whole process, it doesn't lead to hatred. It doesn't lead to, well, how disgusting, true, all your problem. No, it's not. is that we see our attachment as the problem, not the object of attachment as the problem. Very crucial. In the Buddhist teaching, we don't redirect the problem into the external party. We see clearly that the attachment is the problem. Yeah. In which case, then, it can help us to transform the relationship with the external entity, be it a person, an event, or a thing. Yeah. And then, if the attachment is mutual, then you have compassion. I used to have attachment. And then together, once it passed out, now I managed to overcome my attachment. But this person still have attachment. How can I help this person to be free of attachment and gain this freedom that I found? Of course, if it's a handphone is not attached to you, don't worry. If you're attached to a handphone, don't worry. When you are free of the attachment, the handphone is not happier nor sadder. So you don't have to worry about its feeling. Handphone, no feeling. But it doesn't mean that, once you are not attached, then you throw away. But instead, you will recognize that, this handphone was by itself, wasn't designed necessarily to bring us suffering, But it's through our deluded attachment, deluded relation to it, that causes us to be anxious, to suffer. Now, I learn to relate to it in a wholesome way, and I shall use it as a vehicle to share the Dharma. Then this becomes fa qi. This is called fa qi. Dharma vessel. Yeah. It's called a fa qi because we use it in a specific way to bring about Dharma. So, rightly speaking, this is yue qi. Why, Sifu, your Buddhists always like to give it a different name than it's very special. No, it's special not because we give it a different name. It is special because we use it in a different way. And because we use it in a different way, then it is given a different name. So if you learn to use your handphone in a wholesome way, then this becomes fa qi, not dian qi. Then if you use your mouth in a wholesome way, then this becomes fa qi also. Yeah. Not sen qi. Yeah. Then our body, if we use it in a wholesome way, then it can become a Dharma vehicle also. That's why in the Buddhist tradition, this is fa qi. And in the Sangha, we are termed fa qi also. Not that we become like a yin qing, stand there, dong. No. But actually, last time when I learned about it, I also don't really understand. But over the years, I start to appreciate, this is really from the Bodhisattvas and the Zhu Si Da De, 对我们的期望, that this is the aspiration for us, for the Sangha. That this is our lofty ideal that we should work towards. That being part of the order of Sangha, we should strive to become a vessel of Dharma. So that we bring Dharma to others, not bring defilement, bring suffering. But of course, some better vessel, some crooked vessel, some got hold, and then by the time bring the Dharma over, left a bit. Above upina, that one depends on your karma also. even though you are lay people, you all should consider. Do you want to just be an ordinary human being? It's anybody's choice. But any day you wake up and you decide, I want to be a vessel of the Dharma, then that day becomes different. If you can transform your body, speech and mind in that direction, then for that day, you bring light to the world. Similarly, there are those, they wake up in the morning and they say, I want to become an erqi. I want to be a vessel of evil. Then they go and take a gun and shoot people. The body itself, faultless. is the intent, our aspiration, you know, what kind of intent we have in our life that shapes our body, speech and mind, that determines whether we bring Dharma to others and we remove suffering from others, or do we bring more suffering towards others. Yeah. So the losing. So over here, Wu O Guan Fen Liang Zhong. So there are two levels of this contemplation of no self. Yeah. Wu Kong Guan He Fa Kong Guan. So my teacher split it up in this way. So usually when we talk about Wu O Guan, the contemplation of no self, that is purely about a being. But my teacher used that principle to split it into two. One is on the self as a being, the other one is the self nature of things. Yeah, Wo Kong Fa Kong. Fa Kong refers to all phenomena. Yeah, that all phenomena doesn't have self also. Yeah, when we say all phenomena doesn't have self, initially it may make sense or it may not make sense. It may be like, but what do you mean by it doesn't have self? It's not living thing, of course, don't have self. But here, the self is referring to inherentness. So, this entity have no inherentness, no inherent sifu. This entity, of course, no sifu lah, but no inherent bottleness. If this has any inherent bottleness, then all plastic must be bottle. But because this thing itself has no inherent water bottleness, so you know how they produce all this? Usually when they produce something that is made of plastic, when the plastic material arrives in the factory, it comes in pellets. Yeah. Do you know? Some of you know, it comes in pellet form. Small little like grain. Yeah? What do you call that?
Resin,
yes. Yeah. So in that form, then they put into the huge container. And then they do some treatment, blah, 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 blah. Then becomes something, and whether it's injection mold or whatever. Yeah. Because this has no bottleness, so that same material can be injected into different molds to produce different things. Yeah. If this has any inherentness, then all plastic must be made into plastic water bottle. So, 我空法空 若菩萨有我相人相众生相 受者相即非菩萨 是修, 人无我 yeah, so, the earlier verse, yeah, this verse is using this teaching onto the being, yeah, no self in terms of the being. So, if there's attachment with respect to the five aggregates, 色受想行识, yeah. So form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. Yeah, to be attached that within these five, there is something of an essence, something that is eternal, everlasting, unchanging. Yeah, and that essence is the self. Then this itself is known as the attachment of the self. Yeah, this is the attachment of the self. So 破除我执的观法. So the method. Yeah, the method, the approach to remove the attachment of the self, yeah, is known as 我空观, yeah, the emptiness, the contemplation on the emptiness of the self, yeah, 我空观. I don't know how you all feel about all these verses, huh? But when I first went to US for the meditation retreat, and my teacher went on and on about some of this, oh, I was so high. 不修我无我观的人, yeah. 听见这样的话, 可能接受也不可能接受, 也可能不接受. When I first went to US, my teacher told me to cultivate 无我观. So when I came back from US, and I told my mom and my sister, then my sister laughed. She laughed because she misunderstood my teacher's instruction. She laughed because she thought that, my brother need to cultivate no self because full of self. But now when you look at this, oh, my teacher is so kind to me, you know. Yeah. Asked me to directly cultivate 无我观. Never asked me to cultivate other things first. Because ultimately, all of us must do 无我观. Yeah. My teacher never say, you must go and 好好修戒定慧再来说. You must go and cultivate the impurity first. You must go and... Yeah. Later on in Taiwan, some devotee actually told me, wow, last time when I want to ordain, your teacher asked me to go and memorize the whole of Dhamma Sutra before I can ordain. Yeah. But different people have different conditions and nothing to compare. So if some teacher asks you to go and see 无我观, don't feel so bad. So my teacher says, those who don't cultivate the contemplation of no self, such a person, okay, that means this person has never cultivated this before, yeah, but heard of this, okay, heard about this teaching. Maybe he can accept, maybe he cannot accept. Yeah, my teacher is saying that. Yeah. So further, 就算接受了, so even if he accept what? 修无我观, 那么那有什么了不起呢? So even if he accept, he may have this thought. So what? Cultivate, contemplate this no self. So what? Yeah. What's the big deal? Yeah, 也不感觉到有什么微妙, may not even feel like there's anything spectacular, marvelous about it. Yeah. But actually, this is something very crucial. Yeah. A key distinction between the Buddha's teaching in the Buddha Dharma and the other schools, yeah, the other religious school, this is a fundamental difference. So, 但是若能够常常修无我观，微妙就在那里出来. But if you manage to frequently, not once, not twice, yeah, but frequently cultivate no self, contemplate on no self, then something marvelous will arise. So just now, early on, you ask, but well, you know, I think about it, then it seems to make sense. But how come it's this is the reason. You must do repeated contemplation. Yeah, then something amazing arises. Yeah, because your realization deepens. Your understanding deepens. It's no longer superficial. So, over here, my teacher further explained. 道理在哪里呢? Yeah, so, where... How can you understand this meaning? Where is the meaning coming from? 若是执着有我, so if a person has attachment on the self, yeah. So imagine someone who has very strong attachment to the self. Yeah. From there, then you can see big ego, big pride, a lot of conceit. Yeah. Then such a self-centered person, 就会对自己有爱. Then a lot of self-love to ourselves. Yeah. To put it in a more day-to-day, then it's self-centered. Lor. All the consideration is about themselves. Yeah? 对自己有爱. 对别人就不那么爱。Yeah. Now, bear in mind, so when we say 爱 here, it's craving, it's not love, okay? Not talking about love. Because people who have a lot of self-craving, they can have love for others also, but that love is not the pure love. It's actually love coming back to themselves. So it's the kind of attachment love, the kind of demanding love. I love you, so you must love me also. I love you, so you must be like this, like this, like this. Yeah. Is that still love? If we talk about love, here it's talking about craving. But if we talk about love, is that still love? Yeah, where a person say, I love you, so you must love me. Is that love? That's not love. That's demanding. So, 所以很难有慈悲心。So here it's not talking about the love, but talking about craving. And if you have craving, but let me correct myself. Over here it seems like maybe here is really talking about love. In terms of caring for others. Because 对别人就不那么爱。So here should be in terms of the love, caring. Yeah. So a lot of self-love, not much love for others. Yeah. 所以很难有慈悲心。You don't care about others, how to have love and compassion. 若不侵犯我的利益, yeah, if something do not transgress my benefit, my interest, 还可能做一些利益他人的事情。Then maybe, yeah, if it doesn't, as long as it doesn't, what is the better word? As long as it doesn't infringe on my interest, then I don't mind. Okay? I don't mind helping people. Yeah, 如果侵犯我的这个权利时, yeah, 那可能会要除掉对方, but 保护自己。If something infringes on my interest, violates my right, then maybe we may even want to remove the opposition, remove the other person, in order to protect ourselves. 所以佛陀说要能无我, that's why the Buddha says we should be able to have no self, or to realize no self. 佛陀的意思Buddha's meaning, 根本不承认色受想行识里有我，所以说无我。Yeah, as far as the Buddha's teaching is concerned, the meaning is that we don't recognize something within the five aggregates, within the form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, that there's something that can be identified as self, as me, as I. Yeah, such an essence don't exist.And that's why he declares no self. It is not that there's a self and then we deny it and then we remove it. No. It is that all the while, it is our wrong thinking, our delusion that there is a self. But actually, no self. 众生只有我有什么不好呢? So earlier mentioned to you all, we must see the faults and danger. So here, talking about what is so wrong about this attachment. Yeah, sentient beings, don't think about sentient beings, sentient beings outside. We are the sentient beings. Yeah. When we have this attachment of the self, what is not good about it? Yeah. 因为不能断灭私心, we cannot remove our selfish thought. Yeah, 就会有贪心, then there is greed. 有贪就有嗔, with greed, then there is hatred. Yeah, 而这都是从愚痴来的, all this arise from delusion. 哎呀，所以有贪嗔痴的烦恼，有贪嗔痴的烦恼，能够什么？能够善业也不能做，也能做恶业，能做善业也能做恶业。Yeah, so when we have greed, hatred, and delusion.Maybe sometimes we also do wholesome deeds. We do good. But we are also capable of doing evil. 可能有贪心, 可能有嗔心，也可能有愚痴心做善业。Yeah, maybe due to greed, due to hatred, due to delusion, we may even do something good. Yeah. Then you may think, hey, why? How can this be? How can we do good out of greed, hatred, delusion? Have. Yeah. You want to impress someone. So the person like to do charity, you want to impress that person, you also do charity. You like the person, you want to impress that person, the person like to meditate, you also go and meditate. You also do good. Yeah. The person like Dharma, you want to impress the person, you also go and attend the Dharma. But you are, when you attend, you are not absorbing Dharma, you are trying to absorb that person. Have. Yeah. Or sometimes out of hatred. Yeah. Out of hatred. Yeah. I tell you all, when you all attend Dharma class, you all, it's just like meditation, no? You all have to always check yourself. When you are sitting there for half an hour, just then minimal effort. Yeah, minimal effort you must put in to say, okay, maybe time to stand up and then just stand behind or something. You know, to put in effort to alert yourself. Don't allow yourself to just becomes a habit. I can assure you, it becomes a habit. Yeah. When it becomes a habit, you're in trouble. Because anytime you sit down, attend Dharma talk. Yeah. Don't make it a habit. So, so just now talking about greed doing good. Hatred can be doing good also. Someone don't like to do charity. Yeah. Or someone do charity. Yeah, but you are not happy with him. Huh, you do charity. You're very smart. I do charity. I do more. But actually, not out of goodness. Yeah, you're trying to beat that person. Yeah, you donate 100. I donate 200. Huh, you're very smart. I donate 200. Someone observe precepts. Huh, you observe 5 only. Every day I observe 8. But the intent is not pure. Yeah, you meditate. You sit 1 hour. I sit 2 hours. There are really such people, you know, when they do practices, not out of purity, yeah. So, but at least this is still not so bad. Doing good. There's still some good karma coming, but not so pure. But worst thing is if you do evil unwholesome. 也可能由贪嗔痴心作恶. That's even worse. Due to greed, hatred, delusion, you do evil. That I don't have to explain. Yeah? When you have greed, you may go and covert, yeah, over what people have. You may use all kinds of means to acquire what you want. Yeah? Out of hatred, you may destroy. Yeah? You don't like that person. Yeah, then you destroy the person. Yeah, the person, especially, you know, just now we talk about attachment, the kind of attachment love. I love you, you must love me. I love you, don't love me, I destroy you. Is that love? Huh? I want to drink you, don't let me drink, I throw you away. Yeah. 不管是善是恶，都是流转生死的动力。So whether wholesome or unwholesome, yeah, these are the driving force that moves us, perpetuates the cycle of birth and death. 也可能啊，所以对，或者因恶业有生死，yeah, 或者因善业有生死。So maybe due to wholesome, due to unwholesome actions, evil unwholesome actions, or good wholesome actions, then there's birth and death. Yeah, birth and death is not all due to evil unwholesome, not all due to wholesome also. Yeah, 都是流转生死的苦恼事情. Yeah, all these are the cyclical birth and death. Yeah, all the matters that is impinging on us. In the past, I've explained.诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意，是诸佛教。诸恶莫作，众善奉行。These two verses. I've explained these two are still worldly cyclical existence. That I have some basis. Worldly teachings also tell us to avoid evil, to do good. But if you just do that, you are still in samsaric existence. It is when you purify your mind through the penetration into no self and emptiness, then you transcend the cycle. Then you truly transcend the cycle. So, 若能修无我观就不同了. So if you can contemplate on no self, then it's different. 他会观察没有自己可爱护. Then he can observe there's no self to protect, to love, to cherish. 所以不伤害别人. And as a result, doesn't harm others. It's only when we feel like there's something so precious, something that is you to protect, then you want to harm others. Otherwise, what is that to protect? And what is that to harm? So earlier you mentioned about the Christchurch killing, right? If the person is able to see this, won't go around shooting others. To begin with. 常常修无我观时, so when you frequently cultivate no self. 若别人骂你一句, when others scold you, give you a scolding, make one scolding. 你想这是骂谁呢? 骂我? 没有我可骂吗? If you manage to really penetrate into this, well, then very good. You go to office, your boss scold you. Okay. but you might get fired. If you can think in this way, then there's no hatred. 若是有人回辱你, 就愤怒, 愤怒了. So if there is whereas if there is a self, if someone were to ridicule you, disparage you, 回辱, were to disparage you, then there is 愤怒, there is wrath, there's wrath, there's a lot of dissatisfaction, unhappiness, So 这还是很粗显的事情, and this is just considered something that is quite apparent, 若能观察到细微的境界时, if you are able to observe the subtle parts, the subtleties, 就接近圣境了, If you can observe even subtler, then you are closer to enlightenment. 所以修无我观在小乘佛教非常重要. So that's why the contemplation of no self within the if I'm strictly following this in the Hinaya school, this is very important. Or today we say in the Theravadan school, this is very important. 而大乘佛教也重视这一点. This is something that you seldom hear people say. In the Mahayana tradition, we also emphasize on the contemplation of no self. Many times, Mahayana Buddhists, 无我观, this one is 小乘, 不关我们的事. But this is wrong. 大乘是建立在小乘上面. 是建立在小乘, 超越小乘, 但是不离小乘. Contemplation of no self is part and parcel of Buddhism. Okay, last few lines, finishing it. 在中观论上说, so in the commentary on the Madhyamika school, the middle path school, 修一切法空观是重要. The contemplation on the emptiness of all phenomena, that is important. 修无我观也是重要的. The contemplation of no self is also important. 如果我们不修无我观, 只观一切法空, 还容易保留我. If we contemplate no self, emptiness of all phenomena, but we don't contemplate on no self, then we may still preserve the self. 可能会有这样的事情. It's possible to have this situation. 不与万法为伴侣, 这句话, not to be in companion with all phenomena. Yeah, this verse. 可以约圣人讲, yeah, it can be said as far as enlightened one is concerned. Yeah, 圣人的心是不与万法为伴侣的. So enlightened beings, in their mind, they are not in companion with all phenomena. By companion, it means not attached to. Not attached to. Yeah. So, 但是若说我不与万法为伴侣, but if you say, I am not in companion with all phenomena, 那就是凡夫境界了. Then this is the worldly state. Because the earlier statement doesn't have the I. It's just saying, 不与万法为伴侣. There's no companionship with all phenomena. There's no, I am not in companionship with all phenomena. Yeah, 我是单独存在, yeah, 常住, 不便利, 但是一切法都是空的, yeah, 那么我就不与万法为伴侣. So my teacher is trying to explain that if you just contemplate emptiness of all phenomena, but you don't contemplate that the self, there's no inherent self, emptiness of the self, then it is still possible. You contemplate everything being empty, but the self is still there. And this self is not in companionship with anything. Can still have this problem, this situation. My teacher is saying, this is not the right way. Yeah. So if you contemplate emptiness of all phenomena, you should contemplate on the emptiness of the self also. Then it's complete. Okay, we finish here. Wow. This line, like every week you are thinking, surely today Sifu will be covering Fu Chi. Then it's still not here. One day when you are enlightened and you think back to this series of class, then you will realize, Sifu go so fast for what? When you become enlightened, you will realize, Sifu is rushing through the whole text. Yeah? Shouldn't have rushed through so much. Yeah. Yen Xiao San Zhang Zhu Fan Nao. 愿得智慧证明了，愿得智慧证明了，普愿罪障悉消除，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，世世常行菩萨道，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，起立。